Hear America Speak. Lesson 19. 5 days. In this lesson, you'll hear Mary finish describing her Colorado skiing. You'll also get some more practice listening to her talk about the times when she did some things. Then John will bring up something new to talk about. Listen now to some of the conversation from the last lesson, and then to the new part.
Well, anyway, so you drove around Denver on Sunday. When'd you go skiing?
Monday was Washington's birthday, right? So that's the day we took the train to Winter Park, you know, and back.
You didn't stay overnight?
No. There's some hotels in the village there, but it would have cost too much to stay there. Besides, skiing stops at 4 or so, just before dark, and the train leaves at 4:15. You don't miss any skiing, even if you don't stay overnight.
Don't they have night skiing there?
I don't really remember. I don't think so. I don't remember seeing any lights there. There weren't any at Keystone either, I don't think.
So that was Monday.
Okay, I know. We stayed home Tuesday. My aunt's washer wouldn't work, so she called a store to get someone to come out and fix it. Found a pair of white socks and a little piece of wood in it. They got it fixed late in the afternoon, so we didn't go anywhere.
Question 1. What day is Mary talking about here? Number 2. Where did Mary and her aunt go on Tuesday? Listen again before you write the answer. So that was Monday.
Okay, I know. We stayed home Tuesday. My aunt's washer wouldn't work, so she called a store to get someone to come out and fix it. Found a pair of white socks and a little piece of wood in it. They got it fixed late in the afternoon, so we didn't go anywhere.
Question 3. What had to be fixed? Question 4. What did they find in the washer? Now, what do you have for your answers? Here's what you ought to have.
Number 1, Tuesday, capital T-U-E-S-D-A-Y. Number 2, they didn't go anywhere. Did you remember the apostrophe in didn't? Did you write anywhere as just one word? You should have. Number 3, her aunt's washer, W-A-S-H-E-R. Number 4, they found a pair of white socks and a little piece of wood.
How many did you get correct? All 4? Write your number correct in the blank. Listen now to the next part. George wants to know when Mary skied. Listen.
When did you ski?
Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. We drove over to Keystone.
Every day? Just you two, yourselves?
Yeah, we went by ourselves.
Question 5. Did Mary and her aunt drive or take the train to Keystone when they skied Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday? Did they drive or take the train to Keystone? Listen again before you write your answer.
When did you ski?
Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. We drove over to Keystone.
Every day? Just you two, yourselves?
Yeah, we went by ourselves.
Number 6. Did they go with friends or by themselves? Your answers for these two should be...
Number 5. They drove, D-R-O-V-E, to Keystone. Number 6. They went by themselves.
Did you get both of them correct? Write your number correct now. Listen to this part again, and then to the next part.
When did you ski?
Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. We drove over to Keystone.
Every day? Just you two, yourselves?
Yeah, we went by ourselves. Left about 7 and got there around 8:55, skied a few hours, until 11, ate a little lunch down at the car, then skied until about 3:30, and left as soon as we could after that. I loved it. We got home about 5, except once when we got caught behind a big blue truck on a long hill.
I didn't know they had any hills there, just mountains.
Well, I guess it really was a mountain. It took us about 20 minutes to get around the truck. It really was going slow. We got home about 5:30 that night.
We'll hear that last part again. This time, listen carefully for the times when they did each thing. Write the times in the blanks in number 7 as you listen. Ready?
Left about 7 and got there around 15 to 9. Skied a few hours until 11. Ate a little lunch down at the car. Then skied until about 3:30. And left as soon as we could after that. I loved it. We got home about 5. Except once when we got caught behind a big blue truck on a long hill.
I didn't know they had any hills there. Just mountains.
Well, I guess it really was a mountain. It took us about 20 minutes to get around the truck. It really was going slow. We got home about 5:30 that night.
Listen again and see if you use the words around and about correctly.
Left about 7 and got there around 15 to 9. Skied a few hours until 11. Ate a little lunch down at the car. Then skied until about 3:30. And left as soon as we could after that. I loved it. We got home about 5. Except once when we got caught behind a big blue truck on a long hill.
I didn't know they had any hills there. Just mountains.
Well, I guess it really was a mountain. It took us about 20 minutes to get around the truck. It really was going slow. We got home about 5:30 that night.
Your answers for number 7 should be...
A. About 7. B. Around 15 to 9. Or around 8:45. C. 11. D. About 3:30. E. About 5. F. About 5:30.
Did you get all of these right? If you did, write the word all in the blank this time. Now listen to the next part. George wishes he could have skied that many days. Listen to his voice.
Wow! 4 days of skiing in 5 days!
Oh, we went again on Sunday, too. So I skied 5 days just the first week, then 5 more the next week, too. That was plenty of skiing for me. I flew back last Sunday night and slept on the plane. We must have skied 25 miles last Sunday. My poor legs! But anyway, it was lots of fun. But I'm back all in one piece now with lots to do to catch up in school.
Number 8. How many days did Mary ski while she was in Colorado? Write just the number of days. Number 9. Mary said she had skied enough while she was there. What words did she use to mean enough skiing? Listen again before you write your answer.
Wow! 4 days of skiing in 5 days!
Oh, we went again on Sunday, too. So I skied 5 days just the first week, then 5 more the next week, too. That was plenty of skiing for me. I flew back last Sunday night and slept on the plane. We must have skied 25 miles last Sunday. My poor legs! But anyway, it was lots of fun. But I'm back all in one piece now with lots to do to catch up in school.
Number 10. How did Mary get back to L.A. from Denver? Circle the right answer. Number 11. Do you think Mary saw anything from the plane on her way home? Circle the correct answer. Number 12. How far did Mary think she and her aunt had skied the last Sunday? Write the missing words in the blanks. Listen again while you write.
Wow! 4 days of skiing in 5 days!
Oh, we went again on Sunday, too. So I skied 5 days just the first week, then 5 more the next week, too. That was plenty of skiing for me. I flew back last Sunday night and slept on the plane. We must have skied 25 miles last Sunday. My poor legs! But anyway, it was lots of fun. But I'm back all in one piece now with lots to do to catch up in school.
Number 13. Was Mary happy that she had skied that much on Sunday? Does Mary have all her schoolwork finished yet? Finished? Okay. Let's correct your answers.
Number 8, 10. Remember, they skied 5 days each week. Number 9, that was plenty. P-L-E-N-T-Y, of skiing for me. Number 10, D, by plane. Number 11, you should have circled B. No, I don't think she did. Remember, it was Sunday night when she flew back home, and it would have been dark then. Besides, she said she had slept on the plane. She couldn't have seen very much if she had slept, could she? So the correct one must be answer B. Number 12, they must, M-U-S-T, have skied 25 miles, M-I-L-E-S, the last Sunday. Did you remember to start Sunday with a capital S? Number 13, A. Yes, she was. She said it was lots of fun. Number 14, B. No, she doesn't. She said she had lots to do to catch up in school.
How many of these did you get right this time? Write that number in the blank now. In this next part, John will bring up something else to talk about. Listen now.
Well, if you ever need help again with your dog walking, I might have time later on. Basketball season's almost over, and baseball hasn't started yet, and...
Yeah, I know. You told me that before. I'll let you know if I do. Maybe some nice rainy day when I don't want to get wet.
Gee, thanks. She only wants help on rainy days. That's a woman for you.
Did you understand what Mary said to John? She was teasing him, and then he teased her. Listen again to both their words and to their voices.
Well, if you ever need help again with your dog walking, I might have time later on. Basketball season's almost over, and baseball hasn't started yet, and...
Yeah, I know. You told me that before. I'll let you know if I do. Maybe some nice rainy day when I don't want to get wet.
Gee, thanks. She only wants help on rainy days. That's a woman for you.
Number 15. When does John say he might have time to help Mary? Number 16. What two sports is John interested in? Number 17. What kind of weather does Mary talk about? When does she think she might want John to help her walk the dogs? In what kind of weather? Listen again, and then we'll correct numbers 15 through 17.
Well, if you ever need help again with your dog walking, I might have time later on. Basketball season's almost over, and baseball hasn't started yet, and...
Yeah, I know. You told me that before. I'll let you know if I do. Maybe some nice rainy day when I don't want to get wet.
Gee, thanks. She only wants help on rainy days. That's a woman for you.
Number 15. He might have time later on. Number 16. Basketball and baseball. B-A-S-E-B-A-L-L. Number 17. In rainy. R-A-I-N-Y, weather. How many write this time? All five? Write the number now.
In the next part, Mary remembers that she does need help, but not with dogs. She asks John if he's interested in helping her with something else. Listen now.
Say, you're interested in fish? I take care of some fish tanks once a week. You know, clean things up for the lady next door to Mrs. Miller. Usually on Saturday. Interested?
How come you don't want to do it yourself?
Well, I've got the dogs to walk, and on some Saturdays I have to wash some of them, cut the hair around their eyes, and other stuff. So cleaning up the fish takes just too much time.
Well, we'll see. Maybe I could do the fish tank Saturday mornings until it gets warm enough to go to the beach in the morning. But once it gets hot out...
Question 18. What does Mary take care of once a week? Number 19. Where does the lady with the fish live? Number 20. What else does Mary have to do on some Saturdays besides cleaning up the fish tanks? Listen again and write the missing words in the blanks for number 20.
Say, you're interested in fish? I take care of some fish tanks once a week. You know, clean things up for the lady next door to Mrs. Miller. Usually on Saturday. Interested?
How come you don't want to do it yourself?
Well, I've got the dogs to walk, and on some Saturdays I have to wash some of them, cut the hair around their eyes, and other stuff. So cleaning up the fish takes just too much time.
Well, we'll see. Maybe I could do the fish tank Saturday mornings until it gets warm enough to go to the beach in the morning. But once it gets hot out...
Number 21. Maybe John could do the fish for Mary, but when will he stop doing them for her? Write the missing words now. Let's correct your answers now.
Number 18, some fish tanks. Number 19, she lives next door. D-O-O-R-2-T-O, Mrs. Miller. Number 20, she walks the dogs. Some Saturdays she washes, W-A-S-H-E-S, some of them and cuts the hair around their eyes. Number 21, when it gets warm enough, E-N-O-U-G-H, to go to the beach, B-E-A-C-H.
How many did you get correct? All of them? Write the number in the blank now. In this next part, Mary asks John how many times to help her. Listen to what she says, and to what John says back to her. Remember, they are good friends, and so they can talk this way to each other.
Oh, could you please? That'd really help me out. Be a doll, John, huh? Will you?
Be a what? A doll?
Oh, you know, like they say on TV, you're a doll for helping me.
Well, I sure ain't no doll. And if you call me that, no fish cleaning.
Oh, don't get that way. Just do the fish tanks for me this Saturday, okay? I'll show you how. Will you?
Number 22. Is John happy when Mary tells him to be a doll? Listen again before you answer.
Oh, could you please? That'd really help me out. Be a doll, John, huh? Will you?
Be a what? A doll?
Oh, you know, like they say on TV. You're a doll for helping me?
Well, I sure ain't no doll. And if you call me that, no fish cleaning.
Oh, don't get that way. Just do the fish tanks for me this Saturday, okay? I'll show you how. Will you?
Number 23. Who will show John how to do the fish? Now, did you get both of these correct?
You should have circled B, no he isn't, for number 22, and A, Mary will, for number 23. Okay?
Write your number correct now. Next you'll hear John's answer and some more conversation.
Yeah, I guess I could. But not too early Saturday. How much?
I get $3 for each fish tank, and she's got two.
How long does it take?
If you do a good job, it'll take about an hour apiece. But you can't start before 9:30. She sleeps late Saturday mornings.
Boy, that sounds good to me. $6 for just a couple of hours' work. Maybe I could get interested myself.
John wants to sleep late on Saturday morning, so he says he doesn't want to do the fish tanks too early Saturday. He wants to know some other things to do. Number 24. What is the first question to Mary in this part? Listen again, and then answer.
Yeah, I guess I could.
But not too early Saturday. How much?
I get $3 for each fish tank, and she's got two.
How long does it take?
If you do a good job, it'll take about an hour apiece. But you can't start before 9:30. She sleeps late Saturday mornings.
Boy, that sounds good to me. $6 for just a couple of hours' work. Maybe I could get interested myself.
Number 25. What is John's next question? Number 26. How long will it take to do a good job cleaning the two fish tanks? Listen carefully again to the part about money.
Yeah, I guess I could.
But not too early Saturday. How much?
I get $3 for each fish tank, and she's got two.
How long does it take?
If you do a good job, it'll take about an hour apiece. But you can't start before 9:30. She sleeps late Saturday mornings.
Boy, that sounds good to me. $6 for just a couple of hours' work. Maybe I could get interested myself.
Number 27. George knows that John will get $3 apiece for cleaning the two fish tanks. How much does he say John will get each Saturday? How did you do with those questions? Your answers should be...
Number 24, he asks, how much? Number 25, how long does it take? Number 26, about an hour apiece, or about 1 hour apiece. Either answer is okay here. Number 27, $6.
How many correct this time? Write that now. Just at the end of the last part of the conversation, George says he might be able to get interested in cleaning the fish tanks himself. Remember that? John doesn't want George to do it. I think that's because John wants to make the $6 himself. Listen now, and see if you think I'm right about this.
Yeah, I guess I could. But not too early Saturday. How much?
I get $3 for each fish tank. And she's got two.
How long does it take?
If you do a good job, it'll take about an hour apiece. But you can't start before 9:30. She sleeps late Saturday mornings.
Boy, that sounds good to me. $6 for just a couple of hours' work. Maybe I could get interested myself.
No way. I started this. Maybe you can find some cats or horses or cows to walk.
Come off it, will you? I gotta get going anyway. You guys go ahead and get your fish stuff worked out. I'll see you around.
Okay, I'll see you.
So long, George.
Oh, John, give me a call about surfing Saturday when you know what you'll be doing.
Yeah, okay. I want to go for sure Saturday afternoon if it's warm enough.
See ya.
So long.
Be cool, man.
You too.
Number 28. John uses two words to answer George. What are those words? Write them for number 28. Number 29. Was George happy when John told him to find some other animals to walk? Circle the right answer, but wait until you hear this part again.
No way! I started this. Maybe you can find some cats or horses or cows to walk.
Come off it, will you? I gotta get going anyway. You guys go ahead and get your fish stuff worked out. I'll see you around.
Okay, I'll see you.
So long, George.
Oh, John, give me a call about surfing Saturday when you know what you'll be doing.
Yeah, okay. I want to go for sure Saturday afternoon if it's warm enough.
See you.
So long.
Be cool, man.
You too.
Number 30. When did John and George want to go surfing? Listen again, and then we'll see what answers you have.
No way! I started this. Maybe you can find some cats or horses or cows to walk.
Come off it, will you? I gotta get going anyway. You guys go ahead and get your fish stuff worked out. I'll see you around.
Okay, I'll see you.
So long, George.
Oh, John, give me a call about surfing Saturday, when you know what you'll be doing.
Yeah, okay. I want to go for sure Saturday afternoon if it's warm enough.
See ya.
So long.
Be cool, man.
You too.
The answers now.
Number 28, no way. Number 29, B, no, he wasn't. Remember that George told John to come off it, which means to stop doing something. Number 30, Saturday afternoon.
Write your number correct in the blank.